Nearly 2,000 people have been convicted in France over nationwide protests sparked in late June by the police's fatal shooting of a teenager. That's according to the French justice minister, who has called for a rapid, firm, and systematic response from magistrates to those described as rioters. Many courts are now holding fast-track trials for suspects. The minister says it's the question of restoring law and order. The protests began after a police officer shot dead a 17-year-old boy with North African roots during a traffic stop west of Paris. France deployed around 45,000 security forces for several days to contain the protests. Let's cross over to Oklahoma, joined by geopolitical analyst Jeff Brown. Thanks so much for being with us, Jeff. Well, Jeff, what's your take? I mean, over 2,000 people, or almost 2,000 people, were convicted already. And at the time, over 45,000 security forces were on the streets there. Your take on all of this?
Mirza, thank you for having me on. I wrote a book a number of years ago called Lies That My Teachers Told Me, and he covers, you know, all the shibboleths that were taught in the United States specifically. And one of them is that justice is blind, and justice has never been blind, and justice is not blind in any country anywhere in the world. Justice is always political, and France is no different. And they the 2,000 that have been jailed, that's just the beginning. This has been going on for years. They've been arresting and imprisoning yellow vest protesters going back 3 or 4 years. So there's nothing new here. And the fact that they're fast tracking them is just simply, you know, I'm sure these trials are lasting 10 minutes, and I'm sure that many of them are innocent, but, you know, the United States is prisons are full of millions of innocent people who have been shoved into profit-making private prisons, via plea bargaining instead of a real trial.
What do you make of the hypocrisy, Jeff? I mean, when we look at mainstream coverage, whether we're talking about of these protests that took place in France, or you talk about various protests which have taken place in the United States and how the mass media covers it. However, when, for example, in a country like Iran, there are protests, it's definitely the tables are turned at how they highlight the situation. I want to talk about that side of it.
Well, Mirza, this is all just part of what I call the West big lie propaganda machine. They, of course, you know, China, Iran, Venezuela, Russia, any country who is a perceived enemy of Western empire, and that's most of them, is always portrayed in the worst possible light by the big lie propaganda machine. And because only 6 or 7 media companies in the world now own almost all of the media on planet Earth, they're working for the trillionaire dictators, the bankers, NATO, Wall Street, the City of London, etc. So they're going to definitely censor. I'm censored. My YouTube channel has been censored. Press TV has been censored. So they're going to censor what they don't want us to see, and they're going to lie about what is going on in the countries that are their perceived enemies in order to give Western citizens the impression that they want. And that's you can see it. The polls show that the hatred of the Chinese just keeps going up and up and up and up in the West because of the relentless Sinophobic racist propaganda against the Chinese, against Muslims, against, you know, anybody who is against Western empire.
Yeah, it is amazing how Westerners, it seems, at least especially Americans, can be so easily manipulated by the mass media.
Well, you know, it's brainwashing, and it's very, very, very effective, and it's been going on for a long time.
All right. On that note, I appreciate you being with me, Jeff Brown, geopolitical analyst out of Oklahoma.